Good morning, we can't hear you. Put the phone up. What is your name, sir? What's your name? Okay, Mr. Romo, please once again state your name and your agency number for the record. Thank you, Mr. Romo. You're appearing from the Arizona Board of Executive Criminal for your revocation hearing regarding the two alleged allegations on your warrant. And based on the information we have, we were notified of this hearing back on March 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir? And it stated on there, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. And I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir.
Yes.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today. And all the way on the other end, closest to you, is the Honorable Mr. Rui Kiwanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Next to myself on the other side is Ms. Rittenhouse. On the other side of her is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair at this time. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Oliveri. Mr. Oliveri is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Romo and Mr. Oliveri, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God or do yourself harm?
Yes, please. I do.
Thank you. Well, sir, as I indicated, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and once I read each of them, tell me whether it's true or false, sir. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12C, as demonstrated by you leaving the Pima Reentry Center, PRC, sanctioned program on March 4, 2018, and failing to report in person to your assigned parole officer by noon within one working day on March 5, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And I should, let me read some more. And your whereabouts was unknown, this year was in a struggle from supervision. Is that still true, sir?
True.
Okay. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete the Pima Reentry Center PRC program as directed in writing on February 28, 2018. Sir, is that one true or false?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Romo, I move to find that he is in violation of the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have left into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
By unanimous determination of this board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we are going to phase two of your hearing, which is a very important part of your hearing, inasmuch as the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community, sir. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet. And at this time, Mr. Oliveri, would you be kind enough to give us some background information, sir?
Offender Romo was released from the Department of Corrections on January 16th of 2018. He was arrested on March 5th of 2018 by Tucson PD on a Roscano warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has one day abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on May 18th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, theft, 1 year. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-3, a mental health score of a 3, and a substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has a minimal disciplinary history. It should be noted that when he returned back to ADC custody, he did receive a major for refusal to provide a UA. Other arrest in 2012, endangerment, Arizona juvenile probation. 2012, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2012, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona juvenile probation. 2015, failure to appear, first degree, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2015, theft, Arizona misdemeanor conviction. immigration probation, 2016 disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation, and also in 2016 criminal damage, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. His community risk level is a G1 B2.
Thank you, sir, very, very much, Ms. Flashburn. And now we are back to you, sir. Mr. Romero, based on information that we have, we do take note that when we were released, your placement would have been at the Bisbee Coalition down in Bisbee, Arizona. What is that? Is that a halfway house, sir?
Yes, sir.
And how are things going for you there at the halfway house? Okay. Did you learn anything? Was it helpful to you, sir?
I was attending eight classes there, and
we were helping
a lot of
that. Okay, sir. Did you have any employment whatsoever while you were out, sir?
I was doing roofing in March, but it wasn't a certified job.
Okay, but you were at least you were busy, so you was making some money, although the money might have been coming from under the table, which is nothing wrong with that, but we're glad that you kept yourself busy. So we also take note that you were negative in terms of your UA back on February 13th of this year, and that you, of course, was to go to the wellness connection down in Bisbee. I think that one of the things that I take note, and not other things I take note, but one that caught my interest was the fact that you admitted that you and your father were smoking spice together for about 15 minutes. So why were you smoking spice, sir, and as much as you were out on supervision, sir?
To be honest, I wasn't being
in
an
another question, sir. Why did you, you know, when you returned, since you've been back, you returned, I guess, on March the 5th, but since you've been back, you had that major for a refusal. Why did you refuse to do that UA, sir, when you returned? What happened?
I was 2 weeks in, and the most spice I was going to eat as well. And I was not very in HIV 20 bucks for the UA.
What did you have dropped dirty for? What did you have in your system? What type of drugs had you been using, sir?
Marijuana.
Did you say marijuana, sir?
Yes, sir.
Did you have a marijuana card, sir? Medical card? You know, this is your first time, sir, being incarcerated, although you had a number of probations in the past, starting, I guess, back in 2012. So what are your plans when you get out, sir? You know, you're still just a young man, I believe you're 23 years of age, am I correct, sir?
Correct.
And so, you know, someone as young as you are, what's your plan, sir?
I started talking to this female and she was crazy, and I realized that I had grown up and went mad and father figure. And her brother actually got me a child as a plumber when I did all. So I went to this little church, road, and they cried in the sectors and then I got
Did I hear you correct? Because you're not coming through too clear. Did I hear you correct? You do have your father, sir?
Yes,
right. And how old is your child?
6 years.
It's a boy or a girl?
A girl.
And Stephanie, you have to be a good father for your daughter, sir. Otherwise, she will grow up and won't have any respect for you if you don't stop using illegal substances, and that is whether it be marijuana or spice or whatever you're using. Sir, at this time, I guess I will see if one of the board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time. Let me just ask you one other question. What were you doing when the Tucson police picked you up, sir?
I was in the car with my father, and saying resume with units or events and equipment training.
So what were you and your brother doing? Y'all was just driving around, or what were you doing, sir?
It was me and my father. We were trying to get him to go back to the house.
Oh, he was trying to get you back, okay.
Yeah. He just, since I was on the run for a while, he told me to get out of here, go in, and instead of catching him in charge while I was out. So he was being a good father when I was in the back seat, you know.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Well, we're coming towards the end of the hearing. This is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir, without repeating yourself? Thank you, sir. At this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and then the board will be back to you with its determination following this discussion. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Romo is a young man who has a future before him. He's a father, new father, relatively new father, has a daughter out there, and it seems to me that, you know, there's nothing, you know, that's real major, but he has a problem with drugs, not crack drugs. Well, I guess everything is hard, though, but he had the marijuana, and then he and his father was out there smoking and spice together, you know. And of course, he was already in the halfway house down there in Bisbee, that coalition house down there in Bisbee and the Coconino County. So it just didn't work out for him, you know. And, this was his first time. If he had more time, I would be willing to let him out. But I think in as much as he had just a little better than a month, about 6 weeks, I think it would be in his best interest just to put a plan together so when he gets out, he won't commit another situation in robbing drugs or anything else. And I think that hopefully he's learned his lesson, but if he can just relax, come up with a program, I hope a written program this time, what he's going to do when he gets out, and that he'll stay away from the use of drugs or any other criminal ways, and that he will be successful in the future. But inasmuch as he has a little better than 6 weeks before he's out, I think it'll be best in his best interest just to complete it. And then when he gets out, he won't have a parole officer. He'll be on his own at that time. But I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Board members, open up for discussion. The Honorable Mr. Kalunas.
Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. I'll keep it short. I just hope that Mr. Romo realizes that he's been given a lot of chances up to this point. It seems like he's had numerous terms of probation. He's only had one time in the correction system. I really hope that he's ready to make the best of the rest of his life. He's a very young man, and I think you've covered most of what I wanted to say. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Kalunas. Any further discussion? I hear no further discussion at this time. Now, then, I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Romo's community, to revoke his community supervision, inasmuch as he violated the terms and conditions as they are outlined in warrant number 2018-W0640, and he was using illegal substances while he was out. I've already moved to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. That is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. Based upon the unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out on May the 18th, 2018, 5/18/18. So at that time, sir, you won't have a supervising officer to report to. You're going to be on your own. But please do as my distinguished colleague, Mr. Kalunas, suggested. Please, sir, don't use any more drugs. Be productive and do a great job for your daughter, because I know she's going to be depending on you, sir. So we wish you the best. Thank you so much for appearing today, and your hearing is over, sir. Please go with back to the CO3.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.